To date, 124 people are believed to have died in demonstrations in Venezuela. Issuing his own personal appeal on Tuesday, UN Chief Antonio Guterres expressed concern that recent developments could lead to further escalation of tensions and distance the country from a path conducive to a peaceful solution to its challenges. The UN Secretary-General also called for a political solution based on dialogue and compromise, adding that so-called unilateral measures would not solve the crisis. Back in Geneva, OHCHR's update on the situation from information provided by witnesses follows repeated appeals for access to the country, which have been denied by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. The UN fact-finding initiative coincides with a controversial vote at the end of last month to create a constituent assembly in parallel to the National Assembly. Ravina Shamdasani from the UN Human Rights Office told journalists in Geneva that the patterns of violence in the streets of Venezuela are showing no signs of abating after demonstrations began in April.
Witnesses spoke of security forces firing tear gas and buckshot at anti-government protesters without warning. Several of the individuals that we interviewed said tear gas canisters were used at short range or point blank, and marbles, buckshot, and nuts and bolts were used as ammunition.
Ms. Shamdasani added that these statements indicated that security forces and pro-government armed groups known as colectivos were responsible for at least 73 deaths. Some demonstrators had also reportedly attacked state security officers, eight of whom had died as a result of clashes, the UN Human Rights Office spokesperson said. But Ms. Shamdasani cautioned against adopting a heavy-handed approach against all those seeking to voice their opinions in public.
Some groups of demonstrators have resorted to violence. The authorities must carry out the management, the handling of these protests in line with international human rights law. If there are pockets of violence, they need to be dealt with. However, you do not crack down on an entire group of protesters based on the actions of a smaller group.
In a statement released on Tuesday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, warned of a clear pattern of excessive force against protesters, which had left several thousand arbitrarily detained. Many had been reportedly subject to torture, Zayed added, and several hundred had also been tried in military tribunals, violations that have occurred amid the breakdown of the rule of law in Venezuela, with responsibility at the highest levels of government, Zayed said. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.